Plimpton Fire Chief Steve Silva says restoration plans have not been communicated to the town. In front of the fire station, a large electric pole snapped at the height of the storm.
And then when the storm subsided, the pole remained, of course, in a precarious position, but then the question was, is it safe enough to open the road? This is a major north-south corridor. I personally argued with friends at Eversource for over 36 hours just to have somebody come out and say, look, Chief, this is going to be okay. We can open that road right now. Finally, last night, somebody came by and okayed the opening. But during that time, a town just north of us, as an example, Halifax, that's their main route to get to the Beth Israel Hospital in Plymouth.
He says in town that caused delays in transport, but luckily they avoided more serious incidents. They've been without power in town for longer than 48 hours.
Clearly, the storm caught everybody off guard. No one can argue that. However, the fact that we have no municipal water, I have elderly people that have no running water in the house, as well as younger families. There are some areas where I can't even get into people's driveways because of poles that are down. I'm having people lining up the station, filling 5-gallon pails so they can bring it home and attempt to at least flush their toilet, as crass as that may sound. But that's where we're at.
He says there's no problem with the liaisons, the crews on the street, but there's a disconnect from the planning section of upper management.
What I want, simple. Communications from people that can call the shots. We can tell them what our priorities are based on public safety needs of the town better than they can by sitting in a bunker looking at a master board of what is running and what is not. That's all we're looking for.
In Plimpton, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.